Good morning. This is the Game Fish and Parks Radio Show. I am Bryce McVicker, and with us today from Clark is Kyle Lenzner. Thanks for coming today, Kyle.
Good morning.
A little bit slow out there the last few days, but hopefully today and tomorrow looking warmer than we've seen in the last probably 10 days. So hopefully the snow geese will move in a little bit, open up a little bit of water. Maybe by the middle of next week we'll even start seeing some long rods. But last couple days have been pretty quiet, not a whole lot of sportsmen out there. So we'll try to give you as good a report as we possibly can, but not much going on out there. Hopefully today and tomorrow things are looking up a little bit, but it is going to be windy, so it may not be a whole lot of fun out there with these high winds. But I guess a few weeks ago we did have quite a few snow geese in the area. Did you have much hunting pressure over there, Kyle?
We had a little bit over in Clark, but not too much.
Mostly pass shooters and jump shooters, or did you see some decoy hunting?
Mostly the pass shooting and jump shooting. Few spreads, but not too much.
Yeah. Where were most of the geese at? Down by Dry Lake number 2?
Dry Lake number 2, and then off to the west there, the southwest, down in that Carpenter area, had quite a few.
All right, but since this last snow, not much left in the county?
No, most of it's moved back south, I think.
Very good. Well, since we didn't have you on the last few weeks of winter, what were the hot fishing lakes over there?
I'd have to say Dry Lake number 2 is, it's always been a pretty popular one, and then of course Cottonwood up there in the northern part of the county was pretty much going all winter and all the way up to the end there.
Used to be Cottonwood was kind of a northern lake. It sounds like they were catching walleye and perch up there.
Yep, walleye, perch, and northern were the big ones this year. Most guys were after the walleye, of course, but there's also perch and northern in there.
What size were the walleye?
Walleye were ranging anywhere from 13 to, I guess, 16, 17.
Very good. Do you think it'll be much of a spring-summer fishery this year?
I'm hoping that it continues on into the summer here. Just depends on what's left in there.
Very good. Is there lake access to that body of water?
There is. On the southeast there, we got a primitive ramp there. Hopefully we'll have to take a look at it here after the ice goes out and do what we need to do to get it going, because I have a feeling that there's going to be some guys wanting to try it here this summer.
All right. Any lakes with open water over there yet?
Not too much yet, no. Just a few pockets here and there, but hopefully by the end of next week we'll have a little more.
All right. What's your best guess on what's going to be the best fishing in Clark County come springtime?
It's going to be hard to say. Dry Lake number 1's always been a popular one, but we're going to have to wait and see with the ice coming off what happened there underneath the ice this winter to see if hopefully there wasn't a winter kill there, because just like Grass Lake, that's a pretty shallow lake. So if that one didn't winter kill, I'm guessing that'll be another good one, as it always has been the last few years. Indian Springs, of course, has always been pretty popular, and Dry Lake number 2, and hopefully we'll see Cottonwood if that one's still going yet here this spring and summer.
All right. Very good. Well, as far as a fishing report goes, here in Cottington County, nothing going on. There was some open water around Lunkers last week. We saw a little bit of fishing pressure there. That's since closed up and is now reopened again, but probably needs to warm up a little bit before we're going to see anybody open water fishing there. Lake Ponset is pretty much completely all open. Seeing a little bit of shore fishing activity around Stone Bridge. Sounds like the walleye bite's pretty decent there. Most of the fish are still under that 15. But if you sort through them, you can get some overs and end up keeping a few fish. Lake Albert has a lot of open water on the north end. Seeing some shore fishermen there in the waders. No luck yet, but like I say all the time, there's some really good nets that keep coming out of Lake Albert, and we anticipate any time that lake could really turn on, because there's some really nice fish in there. As far as snow goose hunting goes, we haven't seen hardly any decoy hunting going on in Cottington and Hamlin County to this point. Few decoy hunters down around Lake Albert and Ponset so far. Success has been really limited to maybe a few geese here and there. Most of the action that we've seen has been pass shooting, a little bit of jump shooting, and that's all really went downhill here since we had that big snowstorm. So most of the geese have moved back south. Even yesterday, Friday, Kyle and I drove around Hamlin Clark and Coddington a little bit. Starting to be some more geese pushed into the area yesterday than we saw all week. But I would guess today and tomorrow are going to be big-time migration days, and things are really going to change by the time we do this radio show next week. But right now, just awfully quiet, not a whole lot going on out there. If you get on up to Day County, there's still a little bit of ice fishing going on up there. Pickerel, enemy swim, some fishing going on. Not a whole lot of success, but at least guys can walk out. Maybe some spots where you can get an ATV out, but for the most part, it was walking traffic only up there. Other than that, not a whole lot. We've got some announcements to do here. I know that Kyle's got an open house coming up in Clark. There's a Turkey Federation banquet coming up, and there is an antler auction coming up. So we'll go through those couple things, and then, of course, we always have some hunt safe dates and that kind of stuff. But we'll start off with Kyle. Your open house is next week.
Yep, next week, March 22nd, which would be Wednesday. It's going to be over there at the City Hall. It's for pretty much anybody that has any questions, comments, concerns, anything about Clark County over there. We'll have a lot of Game Fish and Park staff on hand to answer questions. We'll have biologists there. We'll have park staff. I'll be there, of course. So we'll be able to answer most questions. It's going to be from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock next Wednesday. It's going to be right at the City Hall there, right at the back. There's the little meeting room. There will be a short presentation in there, probably around 5:30, somewhere in there. We'll do a PowerPoint, and then there'll be a open discussion to follow that. If you have any questions, you can call myself at 605-881-3777, and if you can't make it and there's something you have a question about, you can give me a call, and we'll try and answer it for you.
All right, very good. Have you've had open houses over there before, haven't you?
Yes.
You usually have a very good turnout?
Kind of typical. It's that 10 to 15 people come in and that have questions. And I know I've gotten calls in the past, guys that can't make it and have something they want to ask, so they'll still call. But
all right. Very good. So open house coming up. And another announcement that I have sitting here in front of me is there is a NWTF banquet, Turkey Federation. It is April 1st. There's a social that begins at 5:30 and the banquet to follow at 7 p.m. That's going to be at the 2nd Street Station. And if you have questions on that, you can contact Francis Strophus at 520-8383 or David Eckmeyer at 868-9177. Next week, we're going to have Mike Klazowski on the show. He is part of the Turkey Federation, so he is going to go into further depth about what the banquet's going to have to offer and what all the happenings are there. So we'll have Mike on next week, but just a heads up for anybody that's interested, there is a Turkey Federation banquet April 1st, starting at 5:30 is the social, and starting shortly after that is the banquet at 7 o'clock. 2nd Street Station. You could probably call the Watertown Game Fish and Parks office if you have any questions about that as well. Another thing coming up is we constantly have calls at the Watertown office in question about what you guys do, what Game Fish and Parks does with antlers that they find alongside of the road or that were potentially seized from other cases, that kind of thing, or tree stands that we collect from different public lands that may not have names on them, that may have been left out past the date. And that auction is coming up, and I know Kyle's got a flyer in front of him, so he's going to go over that a little bit.
Yep, this is an auction. We hold this about, what, every other year, I'd say?
That's probably about right.
This year is one of those years that we're going to have it. It's going to be Saturday, April 22nd at the Goman Auction Pavilion, which is down by, it's 1 mile north of Lenox. Doors are going to open at 8 o'clock a.m. There's going to be a gun auction from 9 to 11 a.m. And then there's going to be an antler, skull, and tree stand auction to follow at 11 o'clock a.m. There's at these, like Bryce said, at these auctions, there's a wide variety of skulls and different antlers that are for sale. There's elk antlers that are going to be down there, deer antlers, mountain mountain goat, bighorn sheep. Different pelts are going to be there. Of course, the tree stands. And the antlers, there'll be some there where it's just bulk, where you can buy all sorts of them where it's just the antler, or there's going to be some of the nicer racks that are still connected to the skull plate where you can get the whole rack. So once again, that's going to be Saturday, April 22nd at the Goleman Auction Pavilion, 1 mile north of Lenox. And that's going to begin right around that 8 o'clock a.m. is when the doors open, and the rest is going to follow.
All right. Very good. That pretty well wraps up all of our announcements. Another thing that we have coming up here in the fairly near future is turkey hunting. And Kyle, you said you saw a few turkeys over in Clark as well?
Yep, I seen a few over there. Of course, we don't have a large population over my way, but the ones that we do have, I seen them. And you can tell turkey season's getting close. They're starting to do their spring activities, so they're starting to strut and gobble and starting to see them get into that the full swing. So hopefully Excellent. With the warmer weather, they'll continue to pick up.
Very good. Not to put you on the spot, but do you know how many rifle tags they have over there, or is that an archery-only county?
Clark County is an archery-only county.
All right. Very good. I've seen a few in the Coddington area as well. Most of the turkeys that we have are going to be east of the interstate, that South Shore area, Kranzberg area in there, where a large majority of our turkeys are. Starting to get a few turkeys out around Long Lake, so I expect to potentially see a turkey hunter or two out there. Day County is mixed in with the Coddington County tags, so there will be a percentage of the turkey tags that are filled up there as well. But yeah, with no fishing going on and not snow goose hunting going on, I think there's people looking forward to that turkey season that's coming up in, what do we got, 2 weeks before the archery season opens?
Yep, and then shortly after that, the firearm season opens up. So,
all right, very good. So things coming up pretty quick here. Let me see, what else do we have here for announcements? I just pulled up the mountain lion numbers from out in the Black Hills. They got a little shot of snow, so I thought maybe those numbers would change a little bit, but they look like they're virtually the same. 28 total, and 14 females, which I think is the same that we reported last week, so not a whole lot of change there as far as the mountain lion season goes. Getting down towards the end of the mountain lion season, if we could get another shot of snow out there, we might fill a few more tags, but it doesn't look like we're going to get to the quota on that mountain lion season out in the Black Hills. With that being said, I'm out of announcements. Do you got a few, Kyle? Anything else to wrap up with?
Just letting you know, they're not. I don't think there's too many people that put in for them, but for the special buck for deer, just a reminder that that's the application for that's due April 14th is the deadline, and for archery paddlefish is April 14th as well. So those are coming up. The rest of them, elk, you got a little while yet. That's May 19th, so. But that'd probably be the next ones that are due. But just reminder that those applications are going to start coming out, and keep an eye on when those are due.
Excellent. Well, Kyle, I appreciate you coming in this week. And like I said, should be a warmer weekend, potentially breezy. But by the time we're back next week, I'm thinking that outdoor activities are going to have changed quite a bit. Should be on to some shore fishing and pretty heavy into goose hunting next week. But we will report back to you same time, same place next week.